Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, the brother of Sophie Tuscombe Duplantier has said that he learned of the death of Ian Bailey, who was the chief suspect in his sister's murder investigation, through media reports this week. Sophie Tuscombe Duplantier was found murdered outside her West Cork home near Skull on the morning of the 23rd of December 1996. A Garda cold case review is currently underway and will continue despite Mr. Bailey's death. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke with Ms. Duplantier's brother, Bertrand Bouniol, from his home in France, and I began by asking him about his reaction to the death of Ian Bailey.
First of all, it was a shock for me and my family to listen this news. That's something we were not ready to have this. And once we have understood what happened, it was to say what will be the next step after this death. And we were talking together to imagine what will be the future of this case. Well, Bailey is dead. That means that we will never know. And it was a shock for us to listen this news.
Mm-hmm. And I know the pain of this never goes away for you and your family. How did your parents react?
When I talked to them and we discussed together with my brother, my nephew, and all our family and my parents, well, that was to say, okay, that means that we will never know the details, the truth of what happened to my sister. Then, and the shock was great. And after the question after was, okay, what will be the future? Do the Irish Garda will continue its investigation or not? Do they new witness will be ready to speak again because they will not be afraid anymore of Belize? That is the question that we have together.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn about Ian Bailey's death? Did anyone from Angorda Síochána contact the family, or did you learn through the media?
Yes, through the media. For me, I receive information from the media, and especially when I receive phone call from 353, mm-hmm. That means information coming from Ireland. I have a look to the to my phone to have the news and to know what happened, and that's how we received the information.
Was anybody from the Garda Síochána in contact?
No. Not yet. We were in contact with them in the last months. We went in Dublin with my nephew in November to meet the Garda. But since this time, we knew that there was continuum work investigation from the Garda, but we have no more feedback from them, mm-hmm. And especially after the Mr. Bailey death.
The latest from Angorda Síochána is that there is a cold case review, as you know. It's currently underway. Yeah. And they say, despite Ian Bailey's death, despite his passing, that will continue. Is that important to you now, that continues?
Yes, you're right. For us, it's very important. Why? Because, as you know, it's a very difficult case between Ireland and France. In France, Bailey has been judged, and the judge has defined that he was guilty. But at the same time, in the Irish, from the Irish side, the case is still open, and so that's important for us. That also in Ireland, Mr. Bailey would see as guilty and not as a suspect as he was just before his death.
Mm-hmm. It's also reported here today that the Director of Public Prosecutions will review the file when it's completed by the Garda and decide on whether charges would be pursued if Mr. Bailey was still alive. Mm-hmm. But now, in a way, the hope of a conviction against Ian Bailey alive is over. That hope is is gone now. How much of a regret is that for your family?
Well, that's very important. As we said, when he was judge in France during the trial, we knew that if Bailey could come in France, there was a new trial. And now we know that it's finished. That means that in France, this case is over. But on the other side, for the Irish, the justice is still open. So it's also important for us that everyone can understand that this guy was guilty. So it's important for us that the Irish Garda will continue its investigation and demonstrate with more information, or I don't know what, but will demonstrate that he is guilty. At the same time, he's dead, so they will know. Have a new trail in Ireland, so it will we will never know exactly, and it was important all know for us to know all the details, but that's not the reality. The only thing for us, what could be important, that is that perhaps the witness could not tell different things because he was alive, and now because he is dead, perhaps some people will talk and say information to Garda.
I was going to ask you, Bertrand. Ian Bailey protested his innocence right up until the end. We're told even in the days before he passed away, he said, "Tell people I am innocent of that killing." What? How do you reflect on that?
This guy has lied a lot of times. At the same time, during this 27 years, with all the investigation relied by the Garda, at each time there was a new investigation, the conclusion was the same. He was the suspect and the only suspect on this. At the same time, as we could see him on the TV, on the media, speaking and so on, we can say that this murder, he was a black hero. I don't know if it is the right wording, but he was a black hero of this story, and his life was about this murder. So it was doubly difficult for us. He has not been judged in Ireland. At the same time, he was still the main suspect of the story.
Mm-hmm. Is that a source of bitterness for you and your family? The fact that he, twice the Director of Public Prosecutions, felt there wasn't enough evidence to pursue a prosecution. And then also there was an effort when the case was ongoing in Paris to extradite Ian Bailey, and that was refused a number of times in the Irish courts. Is that a source of bitterness in your hearts towards the Irish system?
Well, it's very difficult. I was not a specialist of the French justice, and I was not a specialist of the Irish justice. But you have to understand that it was very difficult for us to understand the differences between the both justice. For me, there is a problem also at the European as a European point of view, that we could not merge the investigation in the different countries of Europe into a single vision. So that was a pity for us that there is two different ways. But at the same time, and I'm still not a specialist of the Irish justice to understand what was the objective or the real reason of the DPP decisions. It was not clear for us, and I am not a specialist. Okay, I cannot say. I don't think that the French justice is better or worse. Or worse than the Irish the justice. We are going to the truth through perhaps different ways, but I don't know. I am sure. I'm sure that there is no better justice than the other. But at the same time, the way to go to the truth is different. Mm-hmm. In France, they have decided to go to the trial, and the judge that decided this has taken his decision after 10 years investigation. During the trial, it was three professional judge. Mm-hmm. who have taken their decision. So it's also, I think it's also a good way to have the justice, even it's not the same reason that came to the trial in France, and where in Ireland the DPP did not want to go on. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you finally, we spoke off air, Bertrand, about this, and I told you that for me, and I suspect an awful lot of people in this country who would have seen the picture of Sophie Toscan du Plantier frozen in her youth. She is growing young for an awful lot of people in Ireland. And your parents are now in their 90s, I believe.
Yes, 87 and 92.
All of the years then that you and your family have missed with Sophie, that must be extremely difficult and made worse without justice.
Yes, you're right. For us, even Mr. Bellet was in jail, not my sister is still dead, and she will be dead. And so what is also today difficult for us is she will never know, a son ground up, have his kids. She will not take part of our family meeting and dinner. And so every time, and for my parents, more perhaps than us, it was a pity of each day. It was difficult for them each day when they thought about my sister's death. Mm-hmm.
How would you like people in Ireland to remember your sister? Because she is entangled in the brutal killing in Cork, and that's how people remember her, inevitably, because of news and progress of the investigation and the sense of injustice over the years. How would you like now for people to remember her?
I can say one thing. When I go to Ireland, when I go to my sister's house that belongs now to my nephew, I retrieve a part of the spirit of Sophie. And that for us is perhaps the more important things, that we can go in the house in the area of the West Cork, and we can retrieve my sister's spirit. And I think that it is the most important thing.
Well, Bertrand Bouniol, a brother of Sophie Toscan du Plantier, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much.